Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
Listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website to recoveryradiokmp3.com and get the books. Go to sarcasticbigbook.com or just go to Amazon. And as always, I am so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started or it's just winding down or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am grateful. I have no desire to drink today. So grateful for that. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It's just my jam for the last couple years, I think. Although I did break things up with having tea recently, again. I'm really back on a tea kick. I'm really getting into that. I know that's why you tuned in. I know that's what you want to talk about and hear about. I wonder what kind of hot beverages he's drinking. Fucking stupid. You know, if you're telling yourself that you can't stay sober, you can. I'm proof. If you're going through a hard time, and you're telling yourself that you can't endure whatever is happening, you can. I'm proof of that. Alcoholics Anonymous is an all-terrain vehicle. God is bigger than anything in front of you. A lot of times, it may seem like it's too much, or you're not going to be able to. A lot of times, when I go to meetings, it sounds like the steps don't work to me. A lot of times it sounds like not very good of an experience. It just sounds like sometimes the rooms are so littered with relapse that it just doesn't sound possible to stay sober. And if you're a person who's in that state of mind, feeling pretty hopeless or low, I just want to be a voice that comes to you and says, you can. You can stay sober. And the good news is that your sobriety is not dependent upon other people. At all. I went through the steps initially with a sponsor who disagrees with almost everything I say on here. I've been to meetings that were sharing information that would have killed me. I've gotten terrible advice in AA. I've had a temporary sponsor who relapsed. I had a temporary sponsor who was completely ineffective in transmitting anything to me that would have helped me achieve my goals. I had the desire to drink return. I had the obsession return. And here I am, And I'll tell you why. Because throughout my entire sobriety journey, I have held on to three things. I have been honest with myself, as I'm capable of being up to any given point. Of course, that always changes, but I'm always have been as honest as I've been capable of being in any, you know, up to the point of now. I've been willing to seek God and live by spiritual principles. And I've been open-minded to spiritual things. That's it. I've been honest, I've been open-minded, and I've been willing. I have done everything wrong you can do wrong in sobriety. I have come up short, I made huge mistakes, I've hurt people, I've damaged relationships, I have really fucked this up constantly over the years in so many ways. But I'm here because I have held on to what the big book calls the essentials of sobriety. The essentials. Indispensable. Cannot get rid of these. There are also things nobody else gave me. I mean, that's just as important. Nobody else gave me these things. You can't buy these things. You can't borrow these things. A good sponsor can't hand one of these things off to you. You're either honest, open-minded, and willing, or you're not. All these things have been things I have been in possession of. And that's been enough, is my point. My point is that has been enough. And I'm sitting here having endured all kinds of tragedy. All kinds of tragedy. Horrific things. Terrifying things. Very painful things. Very unfair things. Put everything in quotes. Have happened. In my life. And here I am. I'm in my 35th year of sobriety. Sitting here. And I would say the only thing I've done right is I've held on to honesty and open-mindedness and willingness as best I could. My effort is sincere. I do want to do God's will. I do want to stay sober. I don't know who needs to hear this, but sometimes it just sounds like this is all random. And whether or not you stay sober is random. It's just arbitrary. Who knows? You hear it a lot. People don't know why they stay sober or why it works or what exactly is helping them stay sober. But the big book's so clear on that. There is a specific answer to why a person will be able to stay sober. And I just think that's so important. Definitely has been for me and is for me. So I don't know. You know, maybe you're here and you're, you know, going through something. And this helps just in that, you know, I'm voicing that you can get through anything in sobriety. And stay sober. And maybe you're here thinking, you know, sobriety is going to suck and I can't do this or I'm not capable. And, you know, the power that's going to keep me sober is available to me right now. The power that's going to keep you sober is available right now. Right now. In this moment, right now, you are in possession of everything you need in order to do this right now. There's a source of power much greater than myself that's right here. It's never unavailable to me. It's there. God is right here, right now. I want to give a shout out to Mallory, to Wes, to Ross, to Dr. Wu, to Cousin Dupree. Special shout out to Chelsea, to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. Might not feel like it. Many's the time in my sobriety I have not felt like everything's okay. Many, many, many times. I have felt the opposite of that. Like things are definitely not okay. And how could you say that? How could you say everything's okay? You don't understand. Many, many, many times I have been in that zone, and that's specifically why I say everything is okay. For anybody who might need to hear it. All right. I have a photo shoot. It's for magazines that are going to go into a dentist office. It's called Adorable Sober Smiles. Dude. I don't know what's happened with me and the male modeling jokes, but it's gotten really bad. It was bad like 3 years ago, but right now, it's just an all-time low. I don't know. I gotta pray about it. I'm gonna call my sponsor. I'm gonna do an inventory. All right, I'm gonna pray for myself about this. I'm going to pray for myself and practice love and tolerance towards myself. Okay, I'm out of here. I don't know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.